The Steve Gruber Show is rolling full steam ahead. Here's Steve.
All righty, it's Friday. Man, what a week again. Just so much going on, you know, as we roll through all of it. Of course, the Julian Assange arrest, a big bit of news out of the UK yesterday. Will he be sent back to the United States for a trial? I don't know. Is he a hero? Is he a villain? You know, all of those questions. My next guest, Frank Vernuccio here, editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Frank, welcome back.
Steve, it's great to be with you.
Good to have you here. You know, so many things going on when you look around. The Mueller report came up, snake eyes, the Democrats desperate to find something there. Meanwhile, to the south, a super caravan forming in Central America headed toward our border. And a bit farther south, Venezuela continues to sink deeper into the abyss. What do you think happens in Venezuela? Let's start there. As we look at the Chinese have players on the ground, the Russians have players on the ground, and so do we. It's a dangerous situation, isn't it?
Steve, one of the stories that no one seems to be talking about, except great programs like yours, is the growing influence of our enemies in the New World. The Chinese have gained significant influence in the Caribbean. Most people don't realize that the Chinese have a port and port facilities on both sides of the Panama Canal. You might remember that was a dream the Japanese had during World War II because of its vast naval significance. The Russians, the Chinese, have been putting a lot of money, a lot of arms into Central America and Latin America as a whole over the past 15 years. It's a bigger threat in many ways than the old Cuban Missile Crisis, and oh, by the way, the Russians have returned to Cuba. But you just don't see that story much in the media at all.
No, you don't at all, and you're exactly right. We have a powder keg of sorts, because you have three world powers, if you will, Russia, China, and the United States, all active in Venezuela. Nobody with more of a stake in how it turns out than us, and you know, President Trump has told Russia they need to get out of Venezuela, but that hasn't happened. They've gotten some troops down into there. The Chinese have their straw into the energy whenever they can. They want to siphon out energy, and they want the ability to fish off the coast as well. Those are two things the Chinese always want from a country. And it's a dangerous place because anything could set it off.
But here's the upside of it all. The people of Latin America who have long had a problem with the United States, the old Yankee go home and Yankee imperialism attitude, are beginning to realize that, hey, the United States is not the bad guy in all of this. A couple of weeks ago, President Trump welcomed President Bolsonaro to the White House. That's the newly elected president of Brazil.
Right.
American-Brazilian relations are at a high point. Brazil, of course, is the largest country in Latin America. There's a joke about Brazil that goes, Brazil is the country of the future and always will be.
Right.
The fact of the matter is Brazil, in terms of its size, in terms of its diverse population, in many ways resembles the United States. If it got its act together, and the new president seems to be capable of doing that, it could be a major player not only in the new world, but throughout the entire world. The American alliance with Brazil is going to do a lot for us in that part of the world.
You know, okay, so you've got the bright side, and I appreciate Bolsonaro, and he is a guy who they call him the Latin American Trump or something like that, and he's been compared to Trump many different ways. He's kind of a guy who's upset the apple cart. His popularity, though, not very good at the moment. But, you know, having said that, if you asked people overseas the popularity of Trump, they would tell you it's not very good, but that's not necessarily accurate. So a lot of moving parts in Latin America where we didn't hear much for many years. You know, it had been fairly quiet and calm, I suppose, overall for the last few decades. All of a sudden, a lot of volatility in different places. Is that fair to say?
Oh, very fair to say. And let's not neglect the reality that there are a lot of folks from Russia and China promoting that volatility. But we didn't mention one growing player in that part of the world, which is Iran. We know that Iran, through Hezbollah particularly, has been gaining influence throughout Latin America, and we know that, of course, means they're up to no good. One of the reasons, I think, that the Trump administration was finally sanctioned the Revolutionary Guard of Iran was that they're not only a threat in the Middle East, they're a threat in the New World as well. Talk to some of the folks on the southern border. It's not just economic refugees coming over that southern border. It's terrorists from Iran as well.
So, all right, so you look at what's going on, and, of course, the president singling out the Iranian Guard as a terrorist organization. How important is that to you?
No, it couldn't be more important. Look, we are on the precipice of a major war in the Middle East. We are on the precipice of major terrorist strikes in the United States from Hezbollah, sneaking people up through the southern border. This is getting more and more serious. I think we're going to hear something very distressing in the next couple of months.
What do you mean by that?
Look, if you're building that many terrorists coming over the southern border, they've got to be here for a reason, particularly if a war starts in the Middle East. If, for example, Iran continues to send weapons to the Palestinians, who will attempt to use it to fight against Israel, and, by the way, I think Saudi Arabia, one way they will discourage the United States from participating to protect our allies in that part of the world is to say, hey, listen, we can cause a lot of problems right on your own doorstep. Watch what you're doing.
Right. So let me ask you this. This week, Benjamin Netanyahu returned. He will have a fifth term as prime minister. How key is that for our stability, if you will, at least for the American stability in the Middle East?
Well, after 8 years of the Obama administration, in which the president, the former president, did everything possible to alienate the United States from its allies in the Middle East, it's very important to have a leader in Israel who understands how important the United States' influence is in that part of the world, and look within the next couple of years for a new growth of alliance in the Middle East consisting of Israel, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Jordan.
Yeah. All right. So you're concerned about where we go as far as bad news. And, you know, I can't dismiss that. I have the same concerns. Of course, we have those concerns every day for as long as I've been alive, from one place or another, whether it's North Korea or Iran or the former Soviet Union, or now problems in Venezuela or Cuba. I mean, danger is always at our doorstep, is it not?
It hasn't, but here's the difference, Steve. In the past, the American military was so overwhelmingly powerful that those type of dangers couldn't go so far. After 8 years of disinvestment in the American military and the huge rise in power of both Russia and China, not to mention countries like Iran and North Korea as well, we no longer are as dominant across the world as we once were. That emboldens our enemies to take perhaps more drastic steps.
There you go. Frank Vernuccio, good to have you here, as it always is, editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Frank, thank you as always.
Steve, I look forward to our next discussion.
Thank you so much. Frank Vernuccio on a Friday. And so good to have you here as well on the Steve Greer Show on this Friday. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Straight ahead today, Jenny Beth Martin from the Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chairman. She'll be here. It's been 10 years since the Tea Party launched into its being, if you will. And now the battle cry is stop socialism, choose freedom. We'll talk to Jenny Beth right after this on the Steve Gruber Show.
Parents, finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
You know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.